Hey, this is Jim Graham from the Masculine Journey Podcast, where we explore relationship instead of religion every week. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
I am sitting next to like an overnight sensation. Like, I can't believe I'm here. Someone pinch me. Kim Klasick. Did I pronounce it right, Kim?
Yes, okay. That is correct, yeah.
She's a rising star. Many of you have seen her video. She's clicking the heels, walking through the streets of Baltimore. But Kim, you're not happy about what's gone on there. For 50-some years, the same folks have been in control, and you want to do something about it. Tell everyone real quick.
Absolutely. So first of all, thank you for having me. But I noticed, I've been in the Baltimore area for 10 years, and it never seems to get any better, and it seems to be getting worse. You know, for the past 5 years, we've had nothing but a lot of crime, a lot of violence. We've had over 300 homicides for the past 5 years each year, and that is basically a result of a lack of leadership. But we see that in everything that's going on in the city. We know that $1.1 billion is sent to Baltimore every year in federal funds. This is an area where I showed in some of my videos that can't even get the trash picked up. So it's like we don't have any resources, we don't have good leadership. We have a poor education system, but it's just not getting any better. And so I want to do more for the people of Baltimore, yes, but to also show people across the country that if you manage funds correctly and if you have a good heart and you want it and you intend it to help people, that we can do that.
Wow. I love how you open your video. You ask the question, do you believe Black Lives Matter? I do. And then you start walking through these neighborhoods that have just been ravaged, and you're thinking, what's going on here? But that's so important, because you leaned into a phrase that's all over the country, Black Lives Matter, and Black lives are under attack, and Black neighborhoods are being, you know, it's horrible what's going on, crime and everything. Yeah. But you led with that, but you're trying to go deeper to really do something about it. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. I mean, this national narrative right now about defunding the police, this is why I put this in my campaign ad. We went around and talked to people, and we asked them, do you want to defund the police? And everyone says no. You know, when you live in a dangerous neighborhood, you need more police presence. And so the only people really calling for that are people that don't live in these dangerous neighborhoods and political officials that walk around with security 24/7. So, you know, but if you talk to people on the ground, they want more of a police presence. They want to feel safe when they walk out of their doors. This is an area where it's mostly senior citizens, and they're afraid to even go to the store sometimes. So there's a lot going on. Like I said, the education system, school choice would do so well in Baltimore. You know, we've got so many schools. I think it's 13 schools where students graduate and they're not proficient in math. 13 high schools. That's a lot. So yeah, we have a lot of work to do.
So Kim, what's at the heart of the issue? Because so many folks are saying, well, you know, Trump's such a mean guy and it's politics and we need someone nicer and law and order and all. But I mean, at the heart of the issue, you're running for office to make things better. And your faith is also part of this, a belief in God and belief in giving people freedom of religion and things like that. Is that right?
Absolutely. So, you know, it seems like an overnight success story, but, you know, I've been working hard since 2014 at different things. I have a nonprofit where we help women get ready for work, but that's what it's about. It's about making sure you help people. And, you know, people say all the time, yeah, Trump is not a nice guy. We don't like the things he tweets. And I'm like, if you want a nice guy, get a boyfriend. You know, we need a leader, you know. And so I want people to take emotions out of politics. I mean, it's almost like going to the grocery store while hungry, right? That's a bad idea. You're going to buy everything. We can't lead and govern based on emotions.
Wow. Okay. She is Kim Klasick. She's running for Congress in what district is it?
Maryland's District 7.
Okay. And she loves God and she loves people and she believes Black Lives Matter, but she wants to do something about that to change the course. And Kim, what would you say to all of our listeners out there? I mean, this show is not really, you know, Republican, Democrat. This is Truth Talk. Stu Epperson, that's who I am. Hello, everyone, if you just joined us. And Kim Klasick, we're at the Falkirk Center. We're on the campus of Liberty University. You're about to address a crowd here, and they're going to video this and everything, because you're like this rising star. Everyone's like, we got to get Kim on our platform, and we got a hold of her first year. So our rating is going to be boosted up big time, Kim. So we're so grateful. But what's your – tell everyone kind of your passion and – what do you say to Black Americans out there, like, you know, as someone who is running for office, as to what the passion of your cause is?
Yeah, so I first say, you know, make sure you do your due diligence before you go to the polls on November 3rd. You know, you want to make sure you're voting for someone that aligns with your views, first of all. Then you want to look at their past record. You know, I'm going up against an incumbent that was in office from 87 to 96 in the same seat that I'm running for. And, you know, all he really did was pass the 1994 crime bill. He didn't do anything else. And we saw the city go in a downward spiral during his term. So definitely look into the candidates and make sure that person is the right fit. And then also, you know, think about maybe getting some fresh faces in there. We see a lot of back and forth on Capitol Hill. They still haven't passed anything with the stimulus bill that's just been sitting there. But, you know, it's I think because some people have been there so long, they hold on to these grudges. You know, why not get some new people in the mix that come with more innovative ideas? And then also, I would say always, you know, be in the process. You know, voting is something that a lot of people had to fight for in this country. And you've got to take part in the process.
Okay, Kim Klasick, now she's running now. She's clicking her heels in this amazing video. How can people learn more about the video or see it? You got to see it. We'll try to put a link where we put this. What's the best way to find out about you more?
Yep, so KimKForCongress.com, KimKForFORCongress.com. You can check out my website. Everything's linked right there.
It is an epic video. And let me just ask this. If I take off my Democrat hat, if I take off my Republican hat, if I take off, you know, you make a point that's really, I hadn't thought of that deeply before. Just who's in charge? If this restaurant over here is crumbling and people are destroying it and the numbers are down, and well, then whoever's the manager, whoever's running things, needs to be fired. We need to replace them. It doesn't mean they can't go work somewhere else. And it seems like whether, you know, you look at these cities that are being destroyed, riots, they're run by a certain party. And I'm not saying it, if they were run by Republicans, you should get the Republican out of there quick. Fire them. If they're run by an independent, if they're run by a Cowboy fan or a Redskins fan or a, you know, or a golf player, I mean, whoever, whatever their affiliation is. And what you're trying to do in Baltimore is say, look, it's not working. Crime is up. This place is being destroyed. And you're saying, let me get in here and let's do something about it.
Absolutely. And this is what I definitely say to those living in the inner cities. Just take a look at where all the money is going, right? Every year we see political figures, they leverage the urban struggle within the city. And this is local leaders so that they can request more federal funds, which they do. And the funds come to the area, but we'll never see it hit the ground. And so that's where there's an issue. There is corruption. And when you have this one party rule for 50 years, there is going to be more corruption. You know, you got to get somebody else in there to stir up and shake up the mix, but always just, you know, be alert and aware of what's going on around you. You know, it might feel good to see Black Lives Matter painted on the street, but what does that really do at the end of the day? Yeah. You know, we need career opportunities. We need better education. We need to be focused on what gets us somewhere in the future.
Okay, well, she is focused. She is Kim Klasick, and thank you for being on. God bless you, and we'll definitely, I'll make sure I follow you on Instagram and all the social media, Twitter. I'm sure you're on all that stuff, too, and we'll make sure everyone knows about that cool video, and we're going to pray for you. We need to pray for all of our elected or running, you know, officials of all parties, that God will work in their lives, and God will keep you safe, too.
Yes, thank you so much.
I want to say a special thank you to a wonderful partner helping us advance the message of this program of the gospel. And the thank you goes out to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has now opened his heart to say thank you as well. He wants to give you the opportunity to do what I've done. I've slept on this pillow. I love MyPillow. I sleep better. What would you give for a good night's sleep? Right now, for the first time, you can get deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. I'm talking about the MyPillows, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, and the body pillow. All their products right now, all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials. MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and you'll save big. You won't believe the savings. Just enter promo code TRUTH when you get there. All these products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You can also call this toll-free number, 800-944-5396. Thank you, MyPillow, for partnering with us to advance the good news of the gospel, and thank you to all you guys that have checked them out and supported our sponsors.